Welcome to Limbic Light Podcast Season 3. In this season, we'll be diving deep into the marvels of our subconscious mind, light, sound, brainwave entrainment, and so many other natural ways to help you become clearer, calmer, and more potent in being. I've titled this season Deep Brain Retrain. I'm Manisha Blunchley, your host, with more than 40 years experience in the natural health field, ready to share with you my very best tips. Let's get on with the show. Good morning, everyone. That's exactly what my teachers used to say to me in primary school. Hello, it's a beautiful morning here in Western Australia, and I've got an interesting subject for you, which will have some practical exercises for you to practice. So a highly applicable, practical session today. And it's actually all about the lymphatic system. Not so many people are so aware of how important the lymph system is to us. So I'm just going to give you a little bit of a background on what it does and how it works and what's particularly good for it. And then I'll be covering an exercise, which I have been doing for over a year now, virtually every morning. And it's a stimulation. I call it the opening up of the switches of my lymphatic system. It's a wonderful exercise to do, and it's simple, and it's rather quick. Okay, so first of all, I wanted to tell you a story, and it's just a little bit about my background. For many years, I was working with massage, as well as my acupuncture and herbal medicine, and lots of other light therapy applications. But when I was doing massage, I don't anymore do full body massages, but one of the techniques that I used with my clients, which invariably everyone benefited from and felt really good and light and different after they received it, was the lymphatic drainage massage. I'd actually learnt this way back when I was training, doing my acupuncture course in my early 20s. That's not the 1920s, that's when I was in my early 20s. So I've been using this system for quite some time. And basically, it uses the thumbs and the fingers along particular pathways where the lymph system runs in our body. So it's like a manual encouragement for the lymph fluid to move. And always we would move it towards the spleen area. The spleen has a high proportion of white blood cells, which is really important in the lymph system. So you might be asking, what actually is the lymph system? So what it is, it's actually like a type of drainage system. I actually tell my clients sometimes it's your body's sewage. Not a very nice picture, but what it is it contains a high proportion of white blood cells. And these white blood cells are specific scavengers, you could say. They go after anything that's in your blood system, which is potentially harmful to your body. Now, I just wanted to tell you what a white blood cell looks like. I have a microscope, and in my time, I quite frequently looked at people's blood under the microscope, live blood analysis, and I could actually view the white blood cells. They look quite different to the red blood cells. White blood cells are, well, for want of a better word, they're like a blob. And these blobs, they morph and change in shape. They can stretch themselves out like a piece of plasticine or moving gel-like fluid. So they seek out these harmful microbes or bacteria or anything that's in our body, a toxin that might be causing us a potential problem. And when it finds this particular particle in our blood, it will engulf it. It will surround it and then engulf it and then start to eat away at that particle and digest it. And it's our natural way to break down some of the harmful substances in our body. So we have a network of vessels. You could say it's virtually akin to the blood circulatory system, except instead of carrying blood, it carries the lymph fluid. And the lymph fluid, of course, it's a clear fluid, which has a high proportion of these white blood cells. Now, one of the things about the lymph system is that it has valves in the lymph system, and valves are basically like open shut doorways. And often these valves are actually closed, and it prevents the lymph fluid from backflow, from going backwards. So we want the lymph to move in a certain direction. So these little valves all along the lymph vessels are usually shut. And so in my mind, I've always thought that to help the lymph system, we need either manual opening of these valves or specific gateways, I call them, or walking, good exercise that pumps the fluid through these valves. Lymph fluid's not the sort of thing that's going to flow really easily unless you really give it a hand, a push, you could say, manually with massage or by a really stimulating walk. And of course, the other thing which is quite popular is bouncing on a rebounder. Some people call them a lymphocyzer because they specifically help the lymph system open up these little valves, gateways, and push the fluid through. There's a lot of information about different herbs that can be used to help the lymphatic system, like cleavers and poke root and some of the blood cleansing herbs, red clover. There's quite a few of them. But in all honesty, I really do think that the manual methods of moving the lymph around the body are probably the most effective. However, there's also some dietary things I just wanted to bring in here. The lymph doesn't like a lot of dairy. It doesn't like heavy, stodgy food. Of course, it doesn't like too much sugar either. So any of the heavy types of foods are going to slow down the lymph system. And so it's beneficial to drink water and have lots of fresh vegetables and fruit, in my mind, to help the lymphatic system work better. Now, you might be asking, why is it such a big deal that you want the lymph system working? Well, in my time, I've worked with a lot of people who've had swollen glands in the neck and swollen pelvic glands, and which causes a whole pile of problems for women with reproductive problems or pains. The tonsils are also a lymph tissue, and they can become very inflamed. So typically, if your lymph isn't moving around properly, what will invariably happen is one of these lymph nodes, the big ones, the most typical ones would be under the arm, in the neck, in the pelvis, and of course in the throat, the tonsils. So they can become constantly inflamed and swollen, which makes it a real problem. So we want to prevent that. So just coming back to the massage technique that I used with a lot of my clients, when I would massage these people, there's certain pathways. Maybe one day I'll do a podcast or even maybe a short course on it, because it was such a fantastic technique that really helped a lot of people. But one of the typical pathways was under the ribs. And as we slowly and gently but firmly press along those pathways, I could quite easily feel if there was stagnation or if there were nodules that were built up or stagnated in that area. So quite typically, I'd come across some small nodules, and every now and then there'd be like a hardened mass in that area. And after doing this technique, even for maybe only three slow, long waves of motion, it would start moving the lymph, and the feeling of the stagnation would start to dissipate. So it's quite a direct method. I'm talking about the lymphatic massage here. The technique I'm going to be giving you is not the lymph massage, but it's another technique which is also very useful. So it's a fantastic method to do, and nearly always my clients would come up and say, I really liked that technique. My body feels somehow lighter. And that's indeed what it does do. It moves the lymphatic fluid around, so it dissipates some of the stagnation and the congestion in the areas. Hi there, I just wanted to briefly share some very exciting news with you. I have developed a 6-week online course called Deep Brain Retrain, which comes live early next year. This course is designed to help you free yourself from old limiting belief patterns and also to help you unlock your fuller, greater potential. You'll be learning topics like understanding brainwaves, how they connect to certain mind states, how you can actually influence your mind using brain entrainment, and identifying and rewriting your own early beliefs, crafting personalized hypnotic scripts, and most importantly, you'll be creating your very own brain entrainment audio tracks using free software, binaural or isotonic beats, mixing primordial sounds, music, and messages so that you have a track which resonates specifically with you. You can register your interest in the link below the show notes, below this podcast. I'll be offering a substantial discount to the first 10 people who enroll, and I'll let you know when this offer and enrollment becomes live. So if this resonates with you, just pop your name down in the register your interest link below and I will be in touch. Okay, let's get on with the show. Okay, without a further ado, I'd like to describe to you this particular technique. I came across this technique, goodness, I think I was listening to a podcast and there were quite clear instructions, which I took on, and I did further research into the technique and I've since added to it. However, I'm just going to teach you the basics today. I've been doing it every morning virtually for the last year, and I really love the effect. So, what we're going to do, we're going to imagine that we're actually opening up or turning on switches in our body, and they're going to be the lymphatic system switches that are at critical, important places in our body. Just before I go further, I wanted to reiterate how important it is to get the lymph flowing. Some practitioners even go as far as saying you must stimulate the lymph system first before you do chiropractic or acupuncture or other massage, because without that being open, you may be moving things around, moving chi, but it doesn't have a fully open gateway to move the impurities and the lymph through the body. So this can be really effective also to do with clients before you start, for example, acupuncture or other massage. So I just wanted to give you that little bit of advice, that little bit of information. So let's start. We're going to look at our fingers on both of our hands. We put them together so that they're like a flat plate or a flat little surface, basically. And what I'm going to get you to do is to take one of your hands with the flat fingers all placed together and put it under your clavicle. Now, if you don't know where your clavicle is the collarbone. So you probably all know that. And so there's a little bit of a dip underneath the collarbone. In Chinese medicine, it's lung one and lung two, a really fantastic area to stimulate. So I want you to put your fingers on this dip underneath your clavicle. And what you're going to do is you're going to circulate, you're going to make circular movements with the flats of your fingers on this area, reasonably firm and yet not too hard, and just do about 10 of those. And now I'm going to get you to repeat the same on the other side. So using your other hand to stimulate under your collarbone, the same area on the opposite side, 10 circular movements. When you've done that, the extra piece of stimulation, which really tops off the manual massage, is to actually tap it. Now, I like to use my fist closed and I tap it a little bit like Tarzan would tap his chest. So you can do it that way, or you can use just your fingers if you don't want to tap too hard. But again, do another 10 taps on that area, both of those areas, and then you've sufficiently opened up those switches in your chest area. Now, I also want to iterate that the order or the sequence that you actually do this exercise in is quite critical, quite important. This is considered in the chest under the clavicle, the master switch. That needs to be open first before any of the other switches are opened, because everything's going to drain through this area. So if you can follow in sequence when you practice this exercise later on, that's a really important point. Okay, so under the clavicle, we've done that. Now we're going to move with both our fingers again in a flat surface to our neck region, and it's going to be just underneath the earlobes. You probably know that you've got rather large lymph nodes there and that you can actually become quite swollen there if you're fighting a cold or a flu or something of that sort. So we're going to put our fingers on the neck, on the side underneath our earlobes. And it's quite a large area. It's probably about 8 centimeters area. And once again, you're going to do circular motions. You can use both hands at the same time. It's quite easy to do on this point. And do another 10 rather firm massaging circular movements. When you've done that, then I'm going to get you to once again put your hand in a fist, or if it doesn't always work actually with this particular point, in a fist. So you can just use your fingertips or finger flats and tap again 10 times at least. You can actually do more tapping if you like. So as long as you do the circular motions and then the tapping. Okay. By the way, there's 6 points all up. This is number 2. And now we're going to move to number 3 points. Number 3 is actually just above the arm crease on the front of your body. There's like a little natural dip in your skin. It's a little bit lower and outer to where you first started off the point. So if you just imagine where your arm crease is at the front of your body, just go above that. There's a little dip. And I want you to do once again a manual 10 firm circular movements on this point. You're only going to be able to do one at a time here just because of the location. And then when you've done your 10, once again, tap it for at least 10 firm taps. And then do on the other side as well, exactly the same. Okay, you're halfway through. Now we're going to number 4. Now, this is actually quite an important area which doesn't actually often get stimulated. And you'll find that a lot of people have a lot of tension, stagnation, or congestion in this area. So it's the abdominal area. It's all around the belly button, for want of a better, simpler description word. So what I'm going to get you to do is use both your hands and in a circular motion going around the belly button in a clockwise direction. In other words, you're going in the same direction as the bowel flows in. So it's circular and clockwise. And you're actually going just around the belly button, just outside of the belly button, around and around, and fairly firm. You might feel all sorts of things. It might stimulate a few things. And this is also an area where a lot of emotion is stored. So it can also help to loosen the more etheric parts of our energy, the emotional aspect of our being. In any case, we're going to do that again for 10 circular movements. And then once again, I would probably use your fist because you can take usually quite a decent beating. I shouldn't use that word, but a decent tapping on that area to stimulate it. So you can use both your fists and tap in 10 times or more on that abdominal area. Okay, that's number 4. Now we're going to move to the pelvic lymph area. It's actually in the lymph nodes, right in the pelvic region, at the top of your legs and the thighs. I think you know where I'm talking about. Maybe what I might do for you is to produce a small video demonstrating this in live. I'll do it myself, and you can see how it's done, just so you can clarify any confusion or doubts where it might be done and how it's done. And what I'll do is I'll link that to the bottom of these show notes, and you can access this and look at the video just for confirmation of this process. In any case, let's go back to the pelvis. So it's right in the pelvic nodes, lymphatic nodes region. And once again, I usually use the tops of my fingertips to do 10 circular motions, reasonably slow and firm. And once you've done that, I usually use my fists to tap or stimulate percussion onto these areas. Sometimes I feel a bit self-conscious when I'm doing this outdoors. This particular point looks a bit strange, but I really don't care anymore. It does the job really well. So 10 or more taps on this area in the pelvic lymphatic region. And then the final number 6 is in the popliteal fossa. Now that's just a technical word for behind the knee. There's a nice, soft, open area behind the knee, right at the crease, and that's the area that you're going to be doing. Once again, 10 decent, firm, circular motions in that region, and then again, use your fists or the full breadth of your hands open to stimulate this area. Now, there's one last little section to this. Once this is actually done, we want to stimulate the lymph flow to circulate around your body. So you can imagine you've actually opened up 6 switches, major, major lymphatic switches in your body. So there's actually 12 because there's one on each side. And once you've done that, it's like opening a door. But now we want to actually push the lymphatic fluid through the lymphatic system. And one very simple way to do that, if you don't have a lymphatizer, is to bounce on your heels. So it's like up and down on your heels at least 20 times. You can go for as long as you want, but you can feel like a slight vibration going through your body as you're bouncing on your heels. And that is actually pushing manually the lymph fluid around your body. And it's sufficient to be able to get through those valves. Once you've done that, you're done. You can do it once a day. You can do it more than once a day. What I like to do afterwards is to go for a little walk, because walking also stimulates the lymphatic system. So there you have it. It's a very simple technique. It's very effective. I love doing it. I feel great doing it. And it has a gradual daily effect on helping keep the lymphatic system strong and healthy so that we can keep away all sorts of congestions and all sorts of invasions of microbial or toxic materials that we really don't want in our body. So it helps prevent problems and keeps us healthy. So I hope you'll run with this. And just a reminder, I will make a short video for you so that you can actually see this in action. And if you want to access that, it will be in the show notes in underneath this podcast. Okay, stay well, everyone. Thanks for listening once again, and bye for now. You've been listening to Manisha Blunchley on Limbic Light Podcasts. If you liked this show, subscribe in the link below in the show notes so that you can be informed every time a new episode is released, and also know about my upcoming courses and more. Thanks so much for listening and being here. Bye for now.